All right. Now, how can we put this to practical use? I want you now to imagine your train station. I'm going to give you a time. This is the time that the train leaves on the hour, every hour. So now picture your own train station. The train leaves at 8 minutes past every hour. So now what you've got to do is imagine the platform with Oliver Hardy swinging his plank and maybe causing chaos, knocking all the passengers onto the railway track. Okay, got that image? Here's another one. Supposing I say there's a friend of yours arriving at the bus station. Now, the first thing is you've got to go to the location. Remember those three key ingredients: association, location, imagination. So, think of your own bus station. You got that? Okay, so your friend is arriving on the number 53 bus. So what are you going to do? 53 translates to Eric Clapton. So, have Eric driving the bus. Maybe he's singing, "You Look Wonderful Tonight." Or maybe it's a little bit more complicated. Supposing that the number of the bus is 532. Now, this is where you have to get a bit inventive. Remember the number shape. So we can have a pair of numbers, 53, which is Eric, followed by the number shape for 2, which is a swan. So imagine Eric on the bus holding a swan. A bizarre image, but a memorable one. So now you remember the number of the bus, 532. Okay, you've got a client and he's asked you to phone him back and his extension number is 184. How are you going to remember that? First thing you ought to do is think of the location. Think of his office. So in your case, think of a friend's office or a client's office. You got that? Now we break the number into a person and a number shape. So 18 is Alfred Hitchcock. So he's at your friend's office. And what's the number shape for 4? Well, it's a sailboat. So now picture Alfred Hitchcock in a sailboat. And this is happening in your friend's office. So you're connecting, you're anchoring this image, and therefore the piece of information, to that specific location.